The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this Monday, ladies and gentlemen, second day of November 2020. Wow. Now I know how somebody's sitting on death row feels, waiting for the hour to come. Steve Elkins. Hello, my friend.
Well, that was a good opening. I was thinking the same thing.
Hey, man.
You're at the gallows and you only have a little bit of time left. What's going through your head?
And do I really have a chance to make my last statement before I go? I'm telling you, I feel like a nervous bride on the wedding night. I'm excited, but I'm scared to death.
Yeah, same way.
Yeah, I'm man, this has been exhausting.
Yeah, it is.
And, well, we're going to exhaust ourselves tomorrow. Yes, make the announcement right now. Just cleared it with Jeffy Bennett. We're going to take Jeff's hour tomorrow from 7 to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you and I, my friend, are going to do a three-hour gallows pole march tomorrow.
Yeah. That makes 5 hours for me tomorrow because I'm going to be doing KHNC with Dave and Steve. So that's a long day talking about elections. I agree with you. Last night, my show was therapeutic, John. I had to get this off my chest. It's a lot of stress. I just couldn't believe how much towards the very end. You know, you put it off, you put it off, you put it off. And now we're down to the bottom here with the very ending of, you know, the race here. And it's all for all the marbles here. And we got a lot to win. We got a lot to lose. And
well, what we're going to win is another chance to assemble peacefully, organize to get rid of the asshats in our state legislatures, our city and county councils. And I hope people are paying attention to this because Trump gets reelected. That's going to buy some time at the federal end. But we have another problem out here. It's 50 independent republics, whether they know that or not, in the administrative state. And what's scary about this and what bothers me is it's going to look like a victory cheering for the administrative state. But as our vaunted ones, our noble globalist ones, you know, here's your choice. Communism, socialism, world government, or your administrative state. And to a lot of people, and I must admit, including myself, it's better to have the administrative state than to have the communist state USA, as for reasons already stated. If we're really serious, and people are excited now, the mail-in ballots, I guess, are what, up to 90 million plus? Which is an absolute record. As a matter of fact, I just talked to a postal worker dropping off the mail late here today, and I had an opportunity to chit-chat with him. Very, very nice young black man. Very, very aware of what's going on around him. And I just walked up to the mailbox, looked at him, and smiled. And I said, "Do you find any votes laying around the post office?" He goes, "No." He says, "But I certainly did pick a lot of them up today." And I looked at him, and I said, "You know," I said, "they could solve this entire thing. Rather than just having these rolls where these ballots are sent out every election time, you have to request a ballot. You send it in. They send it back." And he looked at me and he smiled and he said, "Exactly."
Yep.
And that's it. Yeah. I am.
You know, something.
Yeah.
Something you instilled in me, and a belief you instilled in me many, many years ago. You may not remember this conversation, but you said, start on the low end, on the low level of small government, your town councils, low town, small government, start there first. And I'm hoping, John, in this next administration, because I think Donald Trump's going to take this, he's going to make some changes. He's talking about already. They're talking about getting rid of Fauci. Gina Haspel is going to be gone. Christopher Wray is going to be gone. I want to see Mike Pompeo gone. But those are big level people to get rid of. I'm telling people now, since the change is being made on the high levels of government here, when Donald Trump takes a second term, maybe we should start thinking about making those changes on the low level of government. Like you told me in the beginning, start low, small government, and start cleaning house on these town councils, these school boards, these PTA boards. Start cleaning house. This is a momentum here. We could all go in this direction of cleaning house in 2021, John.
Well, I am going to get, in a sense, politically active after the election next year. And I'm going to be reaching out to political organizations that claim to be conservative. And I'm going to start taking their temperature as to how much they think this is a good idea. You know, we always have this pendulum swing in this country. Well, Democrats are in. Oh, no, look, the Republicans are in. Oh, we're all saved. No, the Democrats, they care about people. There has been this mass delusion and this illusion going on for a number of years. And I want to start getting an on-the-ground feel for what these people are there for. Because by the way, this is going to be a perfect opportunity to send them information, not reams of it. Something that won't, you know, the problem that a lot of people have, Steve, is they've got more information that these people can possibly digest. And they don't know how to give the shortened version. You know, it's like writing a long letter on a short piece of paper. The letter can't be that long. If you write too small, you won't possibly be able to write it. Nobody will be able to read it. So point being, you know, get in, get out, make your points. And on solid legal ground that any idiot with a modicum of curiosity can go look up and, oh, I guess he was right. And to start doing this, and I don't care what political organization it is. You know, I don't care what it's called or what they call themselves. There's a lot of people that like to ride the political coattails. They make money, they get a certain amount of notoriety, and they're big wheels in their own small circles. Okay, hooray for you. All right, I want to start testing their mettle. I want to see where their heads are at, because we're going to have about 4 years in which to do this. To start putting constitutional statesmen, oh my God, did I just say that? Putting statesmen in your state legislatures. You know, they're sitting there now arguing about the split in the Senate right now. Well, there's so many 22 or 23 seats up for grabs on the Republican side. And I'm watching this. All this could be settled, Steve, very easily and very simply. Just like I mentioned with the ballots. You want to vote? Request the ballot. We got a name. We got an address. And the crap better match when we get it back. Otherwise, it goes into the dumpster. The only way that I advocate throwing ballots away if they cannot be verified. Null and void. But
well, I think what the government calls, what the postal service calls that, is return receipt, John. Am I right?
Well, just like I suggested years ago, you know, if we go to vote, and at the time, the very same people that were making the ATMs Diebold, they had pretty much a lock on the market. Try going to a bank using an ATM and not get a receipt.
Right.
Or a gas station. I have, It's only happened a couple of times at gas stations that you request a receipt and the damn thing spits you out a receipt. There's your proof of purchase. Well, there's your proof of your vote. Any problem here? Hey, we get to have a recount.
That's right.
I'm there are.
It's not rocket science.
No, it's not.
It could have been fixed. And I'm really disappointed that because Donald Trump mentioned in 2016 that there was fraud. There was going to be fraud. And there was. There was a lot of fraud in 2016. So I was hoping one of the first things on his agenda would be, let's have a task force look at it, fix it. He didn't do it. I don't know why he didn't do it.
Well, I'll give you the short answer to that, because everybody wanted his ass in a sling, Steve. Everybody.
Well,
including the FBI, the CIA, people.
He's a quarterback. He simply delegates the order, fix this, come back and tell me when you got it done. That's all you got to do.
Boy, I wished I could spend time in your simplistic world. It sounds really easy. But as I keep reminding you, look at the enemy list. Look who Donald Trump is. I mean, and what this guy has gone through. I'm surprised he even wants to run for another 4 years.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised because this guy is what now? How old? 70? 70, going to be 74? Yeah. You know, when do you get to take all that money you've accumulated and, you know, kick back and play golf and spend time with your grandkids? That's what most people do at his age, if they're still alive. Mm-hmm. And he could have very easily have done that. So is the man there just to run for another term to feed his ego? I don't think so. I think what happened to Donald Trump is, and forgive me for this term, I think he kind of got a glimpse of what it is to be a statesman and to actually represent the people, not the democracy for which they claim it stands, but for the republic. And, you know, if you take a look at the things that Donald Trump, you want to put together a winning list, take a look at the things that Donald Trump didn't do. And if we got time for that today, I'd like to get into a little bit of that. But there's a lot that he did do, and people are not giving him credence. Nobody is repeating it. You know, things can happen. And if you don't remind yourself of it, or you're not reminded, which we're not reminded by anybody in the media in this country, you know, it kind of goes by the wayside. And as we both stated at the start of this program, my God, this has been a horrible 4 years. It's been horrible for all of us since 2008, the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind. And nobody got charged. Nobody went to jail for malfeasance, fraud, you name it. I mean, our jail cells should be full with these clowns that jumped on board and ripped us off like we have never seen before. So economically, we were still reeling from the 2008 fiasco. And then bring in the globalist idea about the plandemic. And look what is happening again. You folks paying attention here? Scotland, England, all Europe? Oh, well, they're going to start shutting down again. Here comes the evil COVID-19. They're going to exacerbate this. Trump is going to make some drastic moves, like officially firing Fauci. He hasn't fired him yet. He just hasn't talked to him in more than a month. Birx is pissed off. She's out there making statements against Donald Trump. And Trump is sitting there, and he's got a bevy of information. People are giving him information. And I think the guy pretty much has figured out the COVID-19 scam. I wouldn't doubt. I mean, he even watches Bill Maher, for gosh sakes. So I know he has had to see the movie Plandemic. And I'm sure he's aware of Dr. Judy Mikovits, which, watch out for that name. Because I think you're going to start hearing that name mentioned in White House circles in 2021. Happy New Year. Steve, let me play. You all familiar out there with Bill Still? He does a thing, Still Reporting. He's got a lot of people that pay attention to him, because this guy is not over the top. He doesn't make wild predictions. But this was kind of disturbing, because he's covering the Donald Trump election results for tomorrow. And at the end of this, Steve, listen closely, because at the end of this, this is the first time I've ever seen Bill Still cry. I've never seen this guy shed a tear about anything before. Mike? All right.
Good morning. I'm still reporting on election 2020. I had several stories mapped out for this election eve morning, but then when I went to the big map, I came to the conclusion that Donald Trump will be reelected and the result will probably be known before midnight tomorrow night. Yes, there will be hundreds of lawsuits outstanding. No, we won't have the final results from several states like Pennsylvania and North Carolina, but it won't matter. The big networks probably know this by now, but they want to hold out the drama for ratings. But it is absolutely clear to me that as of 6 a.m. this morning, this race became a lock for Donald Trump. We are the first news organization to call this race. Let's take a look at the big map. Here is my best guess at the final totals in the Electoral College. 216 for Biden and 322 for Trump, an overwhelming victory. And here is why. Let's start taking away from Trump's 322 total with a battleground state where he is weakest. Let's say Trump loses Minnesota and there are 10 electoral votes. Okay, that puts him at 312. Remember, it takes 270 to win. Now let's say that he loses Wisconsin and there are 10 Electoral College votes. Very unlikely at this point, however, that would put him at 302. Now let's say that after a week-long battle in various courts, Trump loses Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. But that's really not going to happen. This morning, Trump got a hugely important newspaper endorsement from the influential Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
The very influential Post-Gazette editorial board in Pittsburgh yesterday, for the first time since 1972, endorsed a Republican, and it was Donald Trump. They wrote in part, "Under Donald Trump, the economy pre-COVID boomed like no time since the 1950s. Look at your 401k over the past 3 years. Unemployment for Black Americans is lower than it has ever been under any president of either party. Under Mr. Trump, our trade relationships have vastly improved and our trade deals have been rewritten. Thanks to him, Middle America is on the map again, and the Appalachian and hourly worker has some hope." They also said that Joe Biden is too old, and they said that Mike Pence could be president. He's ready, but Kamala Harris is not.
But even if he lost Pennsylvania, that still leaves him 282 Electoral College votes when it takes 270 to win. Where else can we look to take away from Trump's coming red wave or monster vote? Nevada was at one point leaning towards Biden, but that was before the Trump air cover arrived. Now Nevada will most likely go for Trump. But let's just say lightning struck and it didn't. That still gives him 276, a 12-vote margin over Biden. But let's say that lightning and an asteroid strikes Michigan at the same time and suddenly Michiganders all stampede for Biden. Only under these conditions can Jumpin' Joe Biden continue his glorious political career, like about one in a million shot at this point. Now you're safe betting your money on a Donald Trump victory, and so is the stock market. You watch what happens this morning. And it will likely be a victory large enough so that the president can announce that he has won by late tomorrow night, after the polls in Alaska and Hawaii close. Hawaii's polls close at midnight Eastern, and the last polling places in Alaska don't close until 1 a.m. Eastern. However, Hawaii has only 4 Electoral College votes, and there is no doubt that it will go for Biden. Alaska has only 3 Electoral College votes, and there is little doubt that it will go for Trump. Since the entire Pacific time zone is likely to go for Biden, the real last battleground states are Nevada and Arizona, and both have recently surged for Trump as the monster vote begins to be felt. Nevada closes at 10 p.m. Eastern, Arizona at 9 p.m. Eastern, so the result will be cast in stone no later than 10 p.m. Eastern, in this reporter's opinion. Although I'm not a betting person, At this point, I think it would be reasonable to estimate that the odds of President Donald J. Trump being reelected are about 100 to 1. I'm still reporting from just outside the citadel of American freedom. Good day.
Wow. Never seen that guy get emotional over anything.
You know, he just mentioned Nevada going towards Trump now, because it's a gaming town anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just looking up here just out of curiosity if there's any betting odds.
Oh, yeah.
What's Vegas?
That's what I'm looking at right now. The Vegas odds right now. Yeah. All the cards fell into place. Liberals and the biased and bribed mainstream media are just too blind to see it. This is off the Investment Watch blog. It's Trump over Hillary all over again. It's George H.W. Bush overcoming a 17-point deficit versus Michael Dukakis. It's the final days of Ronald Reagan versus Jimmy Carter, when all of America broke for Reagan just about at the same time. At this moment, if you're not blind, deaf, or very dumb, it's a clear majority of American voters, certainly crucial swing voters in battleground states, are breaking for Trump in the final days. And it's all adding up to a Trump electoral landslide. And I'm not just talking about tightening polls. A few polls with Trump actually in the lead, or battleground states where Trump is outperforming his own numbers 4 years ago against the Billary. Much more importantly, I'm talking early voting numbers. Trump is doing extraordinarily well in early voting in states like Florida, Nevada, Iowa, North Carolina, and Arizona. The Republicans and Trump are out kicking the coverage. In other words, they're kicking the Democrats' butts. With the physical votes on Election Day still to come, and we all know Republicans rule on Election Day, if Florida is representative of a battleground state all over the country, Trump is about to win both a popular vote victory and electoral landslide. Trump is leading in both Democrat Miami-Dade County and Democrat Palm Beach County. Democrats are panicking both in Florida and all over the country. Trafalgar polling, the most accurate state-by-state poll of 2016, which factors in the shy Trump voter, and these are people who are afraid to tell a stranger on the phone that they support Trump, shows Trump taking the lead this week in Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, and Pennsylvania. Rasmussen shows Trump's approval rating at 52%, 5 points better than Obama at the same time in 2012, when Obama was heading for a re-election victory. Now, on Friday, Poll Watch came out with their electoral map. They show the Trump landslide 312 to 226. And they finish by saying, in the end, this is all you need to know. The Vegas odds makers are putting it for Trump. And there's something I noticed about Vegas. They don't like to lose money. That's what they're all based on. Money, 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 money. So they're going to make the predictions where their money, where they place their bets.
It's going to be interesting.
Interesting.
Looking forward to tomorrow. Looking forward to
tomorrow. I'm not looking forward to tomorrow. I am not.
I want to get it over with. We've had so much anxiety over this. I want yeah. to. I want to get it over with.
Oh, I got you there. You know, the unions, by the way, the auto workers up there, which have traditionally always voted Democrat, 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 Democrat. And it, being a former auto worker, I was always amazed at watching foreign powers take over our marketplaces. Now, for the auto industry, for the consumer, it's been a good thing because, well, the United States of America was more than happy to keep cranking out their serviceable and passable junk out of Detroit, Michigan. It wasn't until the Japanese came by and said, hey, did you see this Honda over here? Then things started to change. It became a competitive marketplace. The big three finally got off their keisters and started to do something. Well, the union are looking at this, and I guess it finally settled in with them. We keep voting Democrat, and we keep losing. So guess what? The UAW's, it's broken off. There are many, many unions out there that used to vote Democrat but are no longer. As a matter of fact, I got a caller, Frank in PA. He's a union man, and he ain't voting for Biden. Frank, what part of PA are you from?
Central Pennsylvania, John, and thank you so much for taking my call. John, you got millions of listeners out there, and I'll tell you the reason why I cannot vote for Joe Biden and why the Democrats picked him is beyond me. But, John, I've been a union member for 38 years. I held every position in the union. I was a shop steward, vice president, president of my local. I went to the national delegation. John, in 1993, AFL-CIO sent a delegation down to the Capitol to speak to the state senators, U.S. senators, about NAFTA. NAFTA is going to be a bad deal for unions. We met with Senator Joe Biden, and we told him NAFTA is going to be a bad deal. He said to us, don't worry, I have union protections in NAFTA, and at worst, it'd be a wash in union jobs. That never happened, John. NAFTA deindustrialized America. A couple of years later, they come up with another program called the WTO. What's the WTO? They're going to normalize trade relations with China. We went down to the Capitol again, met with the state U.S. senators. We told them, if you pass WTO, there'll be never another set of textiles or footwear made in America. That's the fact, John. They passed it. Biden said again, we'll put union protections in there to protect our textile industry and footwear industry. We walked out of his office shaking our heads saying, no way. We can't compete with 14-year-old girls in China making Nike sneakers for a buck an hour.
Yeah.
They went and passed WTO, normalized trade relations with China. Now go find a pair of footwear made in America. Impossible. A couple of years later, John, they come up with another program called the TPP. I heard it on your radio show. We looked it up. We read the fine print. The TPP would have been worse than NAFTA. They were going to displace union members out of their jobs and bring in HB1 visas, AFSCME unions and private unions. They were going to go and start reshuffling the deck and making sure that every single union person was out of a job. Then all of a sudden, John, man comes down the escalator. His name is Donald Trump. Donald Trump started talking union language to us. He talked about NAFTA, how bad it was going to be. He talked about the TPP, how they want to pass it. That's Obama-Biden plan, want to pass it. How the WTO killed our footwear industry and textile industry. Now, John, 38 years in a union, only one man stood up to NAFTA I seen. That was Donald Trump. One man stood up to the TPP. That was Donald Trump. Now, my union brothers and sisters out there, now they're talking about Biden care. Now, what do you think they're going to do to your union health insurance? Now, our members foregoing raises to get better health insurance. What's the best health insurance in America? It's union health insurance. Union wages and union retirement, they're going to take it all. And they're going to dust off that TTP, put it front and center, and tell you this is going to be good for America, John. It's going to end up just like the NAFTA trade agreement that destroyed the unions. I'm telling you the truth, John. My union brothers and sisters out there, you know you're getting good arbitration hearings from Donald Trump. Obama and Biden, they were bought off. Our arbitrators kept on going against us. We have really good grievances put in. They don't want to listen to us. Now, this is also public and private unions, John. There's still time. You voted for Biden. You can change your vote. Go down to the polls tomorrow. Make sure you vote Donald Trump. You keep unions strong. Without the unions, John, you know what's going to happen? We're going to go to third worldism. It was the unions that made the middle class. Now, I'm sorry, John, for rambling on like this.
No, you're not rambling because you're speaking from experience. You took enough interest to go down to the District of Criminals and go face-to-face with these people. No, there's no apologies necessary. As a matter of fact, I got a break coming up in about a minute, and I'd like you to stick around through the break if you would, Frank.
I will, John. Thank you so much.
All right. How much time we got before break? About a minute? 50 seconds. All right. All right. Again, while I put Frank in queue here, let me remind you folks, tomorrow, Steve Elkins and I, we'll be on for 3 hours live from 5 to 8 p.m. Central Time. And Don Campbell comes up at 8 o'clock. And, Steve, you may want to consider maybe canceling that two-hour show tomorrow and tell him to play a rerun because we join up with Don Campbell. It'll be 4 hours live on Republic Broadcasting on probably the most important election this country has seen in the last 100 years.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the home. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Now God's finest little creatures, looking brave and strong, whistling past the graveyard, nothing can go wrong, quoting from the scriptures.
All right, we're back. Frank, I was born in Greensburg, Pennsylvania. That's 35 miles east of Pittsburgh, and I have a funny feeling not too far from you mid-state.
Yes, sir. I know that place well.
And just today, I hear that the Pittsburgh Gazette, that has not gone Republican since 1972, has now come out and backed Donald Trump. What, you talking to your union buddies and the people you know up there, and as you said, you know, Democrat, 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 they've always been joined at the hip with... you know, whether it be the AFL-CIO, whether it be the UAW, plumber, I don't care what union it was. It seemed to always be Democrat. You got your fingers on the pulse of the people up there. What are you seeing transpiring?
I see, again, John, the union leadership sells us out. They endorse Biden. But the rank-and-file members are going to go with Donald Trump because we know that man is talking our language. We know that these trade agreements... literally deindustrialized Pennsylvania. Now, John, you know Pennsylvania, you were growing up.
Yep.
There was an awful lot of good union jobs around here. There was a lot of middle-class developments that were happening. People were getting good wages, good health insurance, and a damn good retirement. Now, John, they're taking that all away. And it's because this globalism has taken over. They want to make it like a level playing field with China, but you can't compete with China. There's no way. Like I said, they got 14-year-old girls soaking Nike, yeah, sewing Nike sneakers together. How are you going to compete against that? And they use child labor there in China. They use prison labor to make their products. They ship them over here. They run them up through Mexico. We told Trump about that. We said that the biggest problem with NAFTA is that what they're doing there is they're shipping the products up through Mexico, coming in the United States. They hold the manifest for 30 days, and it says, okay, not imported from China, imported from Mexico. That's what happened with NAFTA. That's a fact, John. And the same thing with this TPP. It was your radio show I heard it on, and I went to my congressman. We got a copy of the TPP. We read the fine print. We knew that was going to be another crash to unions and public employees.
But, Frank, but also look at how many Republicans were selling this most favored nation status, say, for China. And look what...
Yeah, but, John, we weren't endorsing Republicans. We were endorsing Democrats. It was Democrats that were selling us out.
Well, my only point for bringing that up is there were Republicans up there, supposedly conservative. Yes, we like American jobs and things made in America. These people were touting this. And look at the mess that turned into with the trade deficits.
Absolutely, John. But the situation is with the AFL-CIO and our affiliate unions, we were endorsing people like Joe Biden to stand by us and give us a voice in Congress. He completely sold out.
Yeah.
I cannot vote for that man. And my union brothers and sisters know that. That's a fact, John. I'm sorry to be so passionate. But when you see union members foregoing raises to get better health insurance, not keeping up with inflation, we had demonstrations to get better health care packages.
Yeah.
And now they're looking to take it all away from us, John.
Well, and
now,
here...
Can you imagine that?
And Frank, you know, what has happened to the health care industry in this country is nothing short of a cardinal sin, and we know how it got there. This is supposed to be like any other business out there. You do a product or a service, you have a customer base. You serve that customer base with the best product you can put out. In this case, it was healthcare. It was pricing of that healthcare. Hospitals used to compete against each other. As a matter of fact, I was born in the very same hospital that Ron Paul did his residency in. And people intrinsically knew. But then they started with the HMOs. And then we started to learn what the HMOs were doing. Well, they cut as many services as they possibly could. And, well, yeah, still take your HMOs. Yeah, that's better than what you're being offered. This whole thing has been screwed up by politicians meddling in the free market.
I agree with you,
John. I've got a question for Frank. Frank, what is the weight of the Biden scandal on your union membership? What's the weight of that scandal?
The biggest thing we worry about is this other trade agreement. Those scandals and stuff, you can get scandals on everybody, and a lot of the fellas know that. But we're looking at what's going to happen if Biden gets in and they promote this TPP again. What's it going to do to our membership? What is it going to do to our union jobs? Are they going to legalize millions of illegals and start allowing them to work and compete against union people? That's what we're worried about. And I tell you straight, we talked about scab labor back in the 50s and 60s. Those were union-breaking people that went in there and took jobs. The new scab labor today is illegal aliens, John, because once they make them legal, guess what? They're going to be competing against us for our jobs. And there ain't many jobs out there, as far as I'm concerned, that pay decent wages. Now we had demonstrations. I can remember going out numerous times, and as a district manager, handling grievances on paying benefits and overtime and things like that made this country great. But you start bringing in all these, that TPP is going to call for the legalization of a million of illegals, like Biden said. You just wait what's going to happen to the union jobs. They're going to be drying up, and it's going to be worse than NAFTA. And that's why I said I never spoke to any big politicians down there in D.C. as far as Biden, and we went out our delegations. But I can honestly tell you, if they're dumb enough to vote for the TPP and Biden is going to promote it, you watch what's going to happen in this country. We're going to go down, and we're going to go down fast. You won't have a middle class.
So the corruption scandal itself, the corruption doesn't really surprise you one bit, correct?
No, because like Mr. Statmiller said, they're all district of criminals. We know that.
Yeah.
We just want
a
voice. That's all we want.
Got it.
I'm sorry, dear, but that's the way it is. I mean, Biden, with these scandals, they mean absolutely nothing to us because it's not going to get us pay health care, retirement benefits. When you sit across the room with management and you negotiate on health care and you're negotiating on co-pays and stuff like that, you got somebody to negotiate with. But when they take that away from you and they give you a government program and they serve it up and shove it down your throat, who are you going to negotiate with, like Medicare, Medicaid?
I agree.
They give you anything they want, John. That's the God's honest truth.
Well, and
you know what's going to happen is the members are going to have to pick up another policy to cover the gap of Medicaid and Medicare.
Exactly.
More money at the end.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
Supplemental.
No. Look. All right. Well, Frank, I could sit here and ask you more questions, but I think I've got the flavor of this. I don't know if Joe Biden gets in there. I don't think that it's going to happen. And the media has been complicit up until a few days ago. I don't know if you've noticed, Frank, but all of a sudden ABC is starting to pay attention to that Biden story and maybe a little bit on CNN. I think they see the handwriting on the wall and they're a little bit, I think their idea is better late than never. Nah, it doesn't wash because they're starting to back off of the Trump bashing, starting to bring up the Biden issue a little bit more. But this, I mean, gosh, I am astounded. I am astounded that what creatures the Democrat Party put up there to run. I mean, Joe Biden, 78 years old, doesn't even know where the hell he's at. Kamala Harris, if you look into her background in California, who and what she is. And when Trump has made a lot of stops in Pennsylvania, he said, hey, have you heard what they want to do with the fracking? And the Democrats want their Green Deal. They can disavow all they want, but this is going to be millions and millions of jobs, just like we lost.
Pennsylvania is like the Saudi Arabia natural gas. We have union members right now working these gas fields right now. They're making damn good money. Truckers, I know, union truckers are making damn good money. He talks about going to alternative energy. Well, how are you going to pave the roads if you stop oil and gas production? You know how much things that depend on oil in this country? Not only roads, it's vinyl. It's cosmetics.
Yeah.
Petroleum is in everything we use.
It is.
He starts talking about how are you going to go alternative for roads when you got to pave 100 miles of road on I-86 or something like that, or I-90.
Well,
it's ridiculous what this man's talking.
Frank, when I was a kid, in the wintertime, we'd get snow. I mean, we would get some snowfalls. And some mornings we would wake up, and I can remember as a kid looking out the window, seeing the snowfall. Actually, I was checking the depth to see if school was canceled, but even at that young age, I hated school. But every once in a while, we would see this rust-colored hue to the snow. And what that was the smokestacks from the steel industry in Pittsburgh, 35 miles away. And you know what? I never heard one person ever complain about it because that meant jobs. That meant people were working, and nobody ever complained. Now, jobs,
You know, when you were born down there, and all those subdivisions of houses, I guarantee you, 9 out of 10 of them were union members working in the fields, either in the industries of heavy metals, industries of highway departments, industry of oil and gas. That built the middle class. All those subdivisions of homes that they built back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, 90% we use filled with union members. That's a fact. And you're right that they didn't mind that because they know people were working. They were making damn good wages. Today, it's just I seen this state go down slowly but surely. It came back somewhat with Trump. But I'm telling you, you know, my union brothers and sisters, you got time to change. If you voted for Biden because your leadership told you to do it, you better go down there and make sure you change your vote. And that's just my opinion. And the reason I say that is we can't afford another trade agreement that's going to destroy the union jobs. We can't afford to stop oil and gas fracking. We can't afford to stop anything that this man is talking about. Why the Democrats picked him is beyond me.
Yeah.
But this guy's a damn loser, in my opinion. He's not going to win Pennsylvania. And the reason I say that is because we know what's going to happen. It's going to be the working people going to get hurt under the Biden administration.
Well, you know what they're doing.
Health insurance.
You know what they're doing in Michigan, just in case. And this is not an exaggeration. Pretty much all weapons and ammunition have been cleaned out of the gun stores. They're all sold. They're sold out. All right, Frank.
Thank you so much, John, for taking my phone call, and I pray that the people do the right thing here tomorrow. Thank you so much, And thank you for your guest for having me on, John, and give me some time to expand my views and the truth I told you, John. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Frank. And
that was my next question to you, John, about the steel mills. Have there been some returning?
Some.
Return to the steel mills in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania was heavy with steel production. Allentown, Pittsburgh, hell, even Greensburg had Walworths, and that was a steel foundry. Specialized making different stuff, but now this is where, you know, the faces in the fire of the furnace, man. This was steel making. This was pouring
that. Wasn't there a president that said, I can't recall, maybe somebody call, refresh my memory, but wasn't there a president that said the strength of a nation is in steel? If you make steel, you produce steel. That's the strength of a nation to stay strong.
Yeah.
And I agree with that. I agree with that comment.
Well, and that's what was wrong with all these different little trade agreements and making ourselves interdependent on each other. You know, we start buying this crap steel from China. Why? Because when demand went up, there was no place to produce it. Wow. Robert in Central Texas. Hello, Robert. Are you there, Robert?
Here's some numbers for you, John, until we find him, Robert. In 2019, 14.6 million members were part of a union. The highest we've ever seen, 1983, 17.7 million. Approximately 10.3% is what the union membership is today, 10.3%.
Well, here's what the firefighters, speaking of unions, Philadelphia firefighters, their union breaks from national Biden endorsement to endorse President Trump. Now, this is very interesting because even Trump knew this when he debated Mr. Biden. And Biden made the comment that, well, police unions are backing me. He said, oh, really? Joe, name one. And he didn't ask that question of Biden once, but he asked it 3-4 times. Joe, what unions are backing you? He has no police unions that are backing him. The Philadelphia Firefighters Union endorsement of President Donald Trump wasn't one of its bumps in the road, but heading into Election Day, looks like it's here to stay. The Philadelphia Firefighters and Paramedics Union broke from its international arm endorsement of Joe Biden, which was made back in 2019 by the International Association of Firefighters. After the Firefighters Local 22 endorsed President Trump on September 29th, they were sued by a member group of black firefighters called Club Valiants, who claimed the endorsement violated the union laws on political activity. Some members are also trying to push out Local 22 President Mike Breslin over the endorsement. Breslin said at the time, it's very polarizing, it's an emotional issue. I knew that this was going to happen. As a result of the controversy, the union canceled its regularly scheduled meeting for October and November and instead focused on a mail-in referendum on whether or not it should uphold its endorsement of Trump. The vote put forth last week saw 1,444 votes returned in favor of endorsement and 782 votes to rescind it. Roughly 47% of the union's 4,700 members voted. William Tung, a Local 22 member who was part of the group fighting against the endorsement, said, we're not arguing that we should endorse Biden. We're just saying we should stay out of it. Yeah. Trump has also been backed by 335,000 member Fraternal Order of Police and 241,000 member National Association of Police Organizations, the International Union of Police Associations, the New York City Police Benevolent Association, and the Florida Police Benefit Association has also thrown their support behind the president. Yeah, tell me that the unions are going for Joe Biden. They're tired of being broke. They're tired of being scared like everybody else in this country. The only damn thing we want is that we're not asking for handouts. We're just asking for the ability to go put forth our labors for a little bit of return. That's all we want. That's it.
Yep.
God.
You know, it's also funny that Biden also claimed that he had the support of the NAACP, which is not true. He's manufactured all kinds of stuff, credentials for himself, which none of them are true, or very few are true. You know, John, you made a good point about the beginning of the show, talking about why did the DNC pick this guy? I mean, that's got to be the big puzzling question for me is, do they have nobody better? I mean,
I think that they did.
Even socialist Bernie Sanders had more of a pull and more charisma than this this lunatic Biden. I'm still trying to figure out why they put all their effort behind this guy that clearly was not there.
Well, Strange. And there is a theory that this was done intentionally. Now, we've all heard the thing about Joe Biden. Well, the 78-year-old is not going to make it 4 years. I doubt very much he'll make it a week or two in the White House before some mysterious ailment or the guy really does stroke out. And then we got President Harris. But it was suggested at one point, and they even admitted the people that are putting this thing out, that, well, you know, this might be a little far afield, but you know what? This time in our country's history, we're looking at everything. And it was suggested that, okay, well, we had Trump. It's a good likelihood that he may be voted in again, so he might have 8 years in the Oval Office. So let's put up an idiot like Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Let Trump win, and let Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and any other associated group out there that wants to go violent, let them go violent. Yeah. By the way, we'll tie them up in the courts with the ballots and everything else. Well, there's a few states that aren't going to do it. Texas, we just had a federal judge down here say that, 127,000 votes that people were looking at is being highly questionable. And the federal judge, which is not a Trump appointee, I might add, said, no, we're not going to look at that 127,000 votes. The fraud in this issue, we saw it before. We've seen it with Trump. We've seen it with past presidencies. And until some very easy and fundamental changes are made to these mail-in ballots, nothing's going to change. And everything will be contested and for confusion and lawsuits and judges. No, I would like the fear put in God's green earth and the inhabitants thereof that if you screw with a vote, you're found dumping ballots or doing what they did down. We had people that were really Democrats in the Republican side of things trying to get their Democratic people in. And I'm looking at this. Go ahead, screw with a vote again, and you will go to prison for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. This is how important a vote used to be in this country. You faced hell if you were caught messing around with the vote.
Oh, yeah.
Is Robert, do we have Robert?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, John, and you know me, you've been up to Waco a few times, so my wife's been in physical therapy, home care, 35 years. You know, you were talking about home care. And she's ready to just walk away. She said, I'd rather just go to work at a grocery store and stock shelves anymore. And because of just the craziness of all the federal regulations and all that. But another thing I'd like to ask, if you don't mind, and Frank from Pennsylvania would call back, I would like to know more about the trade agreement that was signed in December and went in effect in July, called the USMCA, United States, Mexico, Canada Agreement. I'd just like to see what the union says about it.
All right. Frank, if you heard that, call in and leave your number.
It's supposed to take the place of NAFTA.
No, I got
That's
you.
The way
and,
I understand.
Okay, Robert. Oh, Robert, I'm trying to fulfill your request here. Frank, if you hear that, if you would call back into the network and leave your phone number for this gentleman. Robert is my barber. He's in Waco, Texas, and he's a man to be trusted. So call back in with your number, and Robert, I'll get back to you. And give you the man's number so you can talk to him directly. How's that?
And I kind of think you're right. I think they've got this idiot up there, these idiots, just because they I don't think they wanted to win this time. I really don't think so.
Well,
that's my opinion.
Not with this idiot Biden. I mean, and look who else they threw out there.
I know. I guess
that's interesting you bring that up, because look at the VP choice. Here's the woman who comes in dead last for running for president in the debates for the Democrat side. Comes in dead last, Kamala Harris. She's your VP choice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's comical. I just don't understand where these guys were coming from, but maybe they, some reason they wanted to throw this one, but I don't know what was in their mindset at all.
Doesn't, you know, you know what I find really interesting, Robert? I'm looking at all the people that are not coming out for Biden, or I'm looking at past Republican presidents have crawled under a rock not to be seen or heard from again. And I'm talking about the remaining Bush, the one that was president. I'm looking at all the politicos, high profile politicos out there that are absolutely silent. And I think this goes back to the Hillary Clinton. By the way, a federal judge has lifted this ban on looking into the Clinton Foundation. They're going to move ahead with this. And this is the one thing that I think is going to just absolutely split this country wide open, as it should, with all the crime and corruption on all the names and all the departments and all the people, high-level people in government, that are just as dirty as dirt can be. And I think that's, I think, go ahead.
I was going to say, let me say one more thing. I know you got other callers, but you know my buddy Jerry.
Yeah.
He went to buy a car, and the man told him how much it was. So he slid the cash across the counter and said, here you go, I'm paying in cash. And the guy looked at him, and he says, sir, you know I'm going to have to report you to the IRS. He's like, what? Why'd you even say that? You know. So what I'm getting at is, I listened to an earlier show. They can tell when we wire money or something somewhere. It's that fast. But they can't find the Biden money or whatever, you know. That's what.
Well, okay, but Robert, you're assuming that somebody was looking, which they weren't.
I know.
That's why this attorney general that's been compromised with Biden in past years has got to go.
I'm with you.
All right.
I'm with you, John. You're preaching. Hey, you guys have a good night. I'll be listening.
All right, Rob. Hey, by the way, I'm going to come up there your way probably this weekend for a haircut if I have a head left.
I'll be waiting for you.
All right.
Get the bowl ready.
Text me something.
All right.
Oh, yeah, man, seven and a quarter.
Seven and a quarter.
All right.
Thank you, Robert.
Bye.
Yeah, you're just jealous because I have enough hair to cut, you old.
Well, there's another question. Another part of the puzzle, the mystery is, why did it take so long for Barack Obama to finally endorse and support Joe Biden? Why wait so long? With only a couple of months before the election ends here, he finally endorsed him.
Because I think Mr. Obama and his ex-vice president, they're up to their eyeballs in corruption.
Yeah.
And I think Mr. Obama has finally figured out that if JoJo goes down, I might go down as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
I believe that.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, I'm going to have to carry you through the top of the hour break, but, well, just hold on a second. I'll make you my next caller. If you've got minutes on your phone, folks, help save us some money around here. Dial in. The call-in number is 512-248-8252, or those that are minute-challenged, or it's impossible for you to do it any other way, 800-313-9443. Where's my T-shirt, Steve?
Pick him up tomorrow. Wednesday. Pick him up Wednesday.
Did I get the picture that you supposedly took?
I did get the picture, but I got all the information, so I'll take a picture and send it over to you.
Oh, when? Tonight?
Wednesday.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Sherry in Kansas, stand by. Second hour coming up, Steve Elkins. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.